This is Focus, stories of God at work around the world through the ministries of Eastern Mennonite Missions. From April to June, we're focusing on EMM's historical mission work, especially in launching mission movements. And we're thankful for Grace Renger's research that compiled an internal history of these missions, and much of our story today is from Grace's research. Today, we're exploring EMM's work in Ethiopia. In the early 1930s, as EMM launched its mission in Tanganyika, Ethiopia became a parallel interest. The country was struggling under Italian occupation from 1935, and Ethiopia saw its emperor flee in 1936, only to return 5 years later to continue modernization efforts. After World War II, the Mennonite Church initiated a relief program in Nazareth, Ethiopia, marked by the establishment of a hospital in 1947. Thanks to the foundational efforts of individuals such as Samuel A. Yoder, Paul E. Hooley, and others, EMM deliberated on missionary work in Ethiopia, eventually sending Daniel and Blanche Sensenig in 1947 to lay the groundwork under a mandate that included educational and medical services alongside evangelism. The following years saw a cautious Ethiopian government eventually granting the Mennonites a mission permit. A blend of medical and educational programs flourished, overcoming early challenges to serve local communities. Notable expansions included the establishment of schools and various outreach programs, often facilitated through remarkable encounters, such as an unannounced visit from the emperor to the Nazareth Hospital. Through persevering efforts, the missionaries' endeavors grew, also leading to significant educational contributions like the establishment of a school for the blind in Addis Ababa and the expanding of the mission's footprint into literature production, further enriching their contributions to Ethiopia's development. The Mennonite mission significantly enhanced Ethiopian physical and spiritual well-being, laying a foundation for education, healthcare, and evangelism. And in August 1966, a crucial meeting among 20 young members of the Meserete Christos Church, or MKC, solidified the vision of cultivating a distinct Ethiopian church identity. Concerns were arising over the church's reliance on missionary programs and its alignment with foreign customs. These young leaders aimed to strengthen fellowship through shared meals, songs, and prayers, seeking to align the church with biblical teachings and Ethiopian culture. While EMM initially retained influence through personnel appointments and funding, progress was made with a new memorandum of understanding in 1967. Autonomy was achieved in 1969 as EMM stopped appointing MKC executive committee members, allowing the church to steer its own course. Just a few years after that, the Socialist Revolution in 1974 changed the church's context in Ethiopia. Initially, Protestant churches like the MKC were granted religious freedom, but they had to remain apolitical. Students and Christians faced imprisonment for resisting political pressures, showing the faith-state dynamic during revolutionary times. Eventually, the church began to meet in secret. In 1982, the church had about 5,000 members, and by the time the church no longer needed to be underground in the early 1990s, the church had grown to 50,000 people. And today, estimates have the total faith community of the Meserete Christos Church at about 800,000 people. Thanks for listening. I'm Micah Brickner for Eastern Mennonite Missions.